from individual teachers made through their regional directorates. This committee is still housed in Dodua in the Eastern Region conducting this exercise. In view of the circumstances, therefore, as I have said, irregularities were to be expected. Government, however, wishes to assure all teachers that the implementation of the new single spine pay policy will not and it should not disadvantage any teacher. These irregularities and the anomalies that have given rise to some of the tension will be corrected in the very near future. Every teacher will receive the appropriate salary under the new pay policy. The Ministries of Education and the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare, we wish to appeal to all affected personnel who might have suffered a distortion or an anomaly in their salary for February to remain calm as the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission seeks to rectify the anomalies. In the whole of this process, ladies and gentlemen, government stands united with the teachers. We have always been with the teachers. We have absolutely no reason to antagonize teachers.
Mrs. Idrisu admitted that a test run should have been completed before the migration, but an agreement by NALS and NAGRAT as well as the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission was that the Controller and Accountant General pay the teachers for February as was expected by the teachers.
The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, I'm informed, had a standing agreement with the teachers' union that new allowances will be introduced, including, and this is within my personal knowledge, including special allowances for teachers in underserved, deprived areas, and those teaching subjects like science, mathematics, technical and vocational courses, etc. These are allowances which we are now going to negotiate with the teachers. Due to this decision taken by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, the migration will take place in two phases. The first phase, which is what has happened, is the rationalization of salaries. The second phase is the harmonization and standardization of Category 2 and 3 allowances. NATS and NAGRATS, all the teachers, all the leadership, have been urged by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to avail themselves of that time freak. We wish, therefore, to remind public sector workers that the basic objective of the single spine policy is to correct distortions, anomalies, and inequalities in salaries within the public service.
Minister of Education, Mrs. Betty Mould Idrisu.